You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Thank you for joining us on this edition. Sam Norris here, joined by Andy Gibson to take a look ahead to the action at Wetherby on Wednesday. We'll also have a spin through some of the latest stories in the racing news as well. But first things first, on his podcast debut, it's a very warm welcome to Andy Gibson. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, Sam. Nice good. To be here.
Good stuff. We're going to take a look at Wetherby in just a few moments' time, but I want to start with one of the star performers that we saw on Monday, which is not something we say all that often. We don't tend to get the greatest racing always throughout the course of the season on a Monday, but it was a very interesting card at Kempton on Monday. You and I were in the studio for it, Andy, and in particular, Brain Power caught the eye when winning on Chase Debut. He absolutely bolted up, and he wasn't beating mugs either. He beat a couple of decent horses in that race, the likes of Winter Escape and also War Sound as well. First of all, how taken were you by his debut over the larger obstacles?
Well, first of all, I think you're right about the Monday racing, in that I would think this might be a first that we've got the second favourite for the Arkle on the strength of the win on a Monday afternoon. You could not be impressed by... I mean, it was so pleasing to the eye. But what I would say about yesterday was that War Sound made an... Well, he was certainly less than fluent early on, and I think Richard Johnson looked after him. And once he could see he wasn't going to get to Brain Power, he didn't make... You know, he knew he was settling for second. Winter Escape was a sick horse all last winter. Was showed one improved piece of form at the end of the season, but I don't think he was that busy yesterday. I think that was a sort of a let's get him round, let's get him over the fences, and then see what we've got to build on. So I think Brain Power had almost nothing to beat yesterday, and in my experience of Brain Power, he was brilliant last season, winning on the bridle in a couple of really top-class handicap hurdle races, run at a very fast pace. So there's no doubting that he's got a tremendous engine. But in the Grade 1 races he ran in, as soon as he was asked for an extra effort, two out, three out, as soon as they quickened up, he didn't find anything at all. And I think, I'm still open-minded, but I think there's a possibility that he's a little bit soft.
Right.
So... Andy Holding mentioned yesterday, you remember, he said, I think he'll remain unbeaten until Cheltenham.
Yes.
And I think that's a real possibility, because I think he's likely to be in three and four runner races where he may well dominate, where we won't get to find out what he's got in reserves when he's asked for that extra question. Or asked for that extra effort, should I say. So I think he may well remain unbeaten. If you're looking at backing him at 10 to 1 because you think he might be 5 to 1 on the day, I think that you could well be right, because it's Nicky Henderson. It's Brain Power. He's not likely to have another 2 mile novice chaser come through that's of a better quality than Brain Power. So I think he probably is going to be half the price on the day if he gets there fit and well.
Yeah.
Listen, the Arkle is looking a tremendous race already. You've got Footpad, Petit Mouchoir, you've got North Hill Harvey already, at least. You've got Soreal, although I must say I'm not so keen on him simply because he's flopped in the last two festivals. Mm-hmm. I think he's much better as a small field bully early on in the season. I thought Move with the Times, I think if Barry Geraghty had his time again, he'd probably make his move later on against Finian's Oscar. He showed a really good turn of foot, and then Finian's Oscar out-battled him. And again, with Move with the Time, same as Brain Power, perhaps he was a little bit softer than Ballyandy in the finish in the Betfair Hurdle last season. So I think Brain Power is one of four very strong contenders at this point in time, and I think we will get two or three more by the time Christmas comes along.
Yeah, it's an interesting point you make about Brain Power there as well. If he does go on to dominate a few small field races in the run-up to Cheltenham without really coming off the bridle, there'll be plenty of people who on the day think, well, we've not really got to the bottom of this horse, certainly over fences. But you mentioned in particular what comes to mind for me, the Punchestown run over hurdles. Didn't find a great deal. That was in a top-class race. But if forgetting that, he could go to Cheltenham looking like a horse that we've not yet seen maximum effort applied.
You could, and you know, what would you do if you were the trainer of Petit Mouchoir? You'd be, and Brain Power had won by 25 lengths on three occasions.
Yeah.
You'd be thinking, right, let's take him on. Let's half length him at the first couple
of
fences.
Put a bit of pressure on the jumping.
And let's see what happens to him then. That's what you know, that's what I would do, and I'm sure that many people will be thinking of that. Likewise, if Finian's Oscar drops to 2 miles, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there now thinking he is such a gutsy horse. Mm. I mean, I think he's a real class animal, and I think if Robbie Power had his time again, he would have delayed his challenge that little bit longer at Punchestown, and now we'd be looking at an unbeaten animal. I think people are going to be wanting to take him on in the final 25 yards rather than like Move With The Times did before the last fence. Because I think that once Finian's Oscar has a target, I love this horse because he doesn't look like the best horse for very long in the race, but he looks like the best
where
horse
it
when it matters.
Yes.
And that is such a good sign.
11-2 for Footpad here at William Hill for the Arkle, 8-1 for Brain Power. Or rather, Petit Mouchoir is 7-1. That one is ahead of Brain Power at 8-1. 10-1 Finian's Oscar, 12-1 North Hill Harvey, 20s and bigger for the rest of them. As you mentioned, it looks a cracking racing prospect, Andy. And hopefully we're going to see one or two more get unleashed as well in this division, which already is shaping up to be a very competitive one. And we haven't had ultra-competitive Arkles, certainly in the last 2-3 years. It's been dominated by one very good horse, Altior Duvan, and Underso have won the last three. So hopefully if a few more come out, this could be one of the real competitive heats of the festival. That was Brain Power then, who were impressed on Monday. We're going to take a look ahead to Wednesday's racing now. Got a couple of races from Wetherby picked out that we'll be taking a look at. Beginning with the 12:55, this is a novice's chase over 3 miles. A Class 4 heat where just a quartet have assembled. A race that Acting Pieces won last year. Just four runners here, but certainly three of them have to be given serious chances, Andy.
Well, it's interesting. I think that Captain Chaos has got an outstanding chance here. And I don't know what you think, but I'm thinking he's going to be odds on.
Mm.
And he's got plenty of experience with five chases to his name. His jumping has been a little bit of an issue. However, he only made one mistake last time at Aintree. I don't think that format adds up to very much because of the four runners. I think there was only really him that jumped with enough fluency to get round. And not be seriously hampered by his mistakes. The Jordi Deschamps was absolutely terrible. Coastal Tiep was okay, the Nichols horse. So I don't think the pounds and lengths add up to anything. But he did it. And I would say that his form last season against American and Champers on Ice is much better at Warwick. And I think that looks very good in the context of this race. And remember, he was just 6-1 for the Grade 2 Towton Chase round here last February. He won last time at Aintree in a race that admittedly fell apart. But he got round. It's encouraging, and I think he's got very little to beat. So it's interesting that you think there's three. I presume you mean Secrete, Stream, and Three Ways.
And Three Ways, yes.
Right. Well, that's interesting because I think Three Ways. I'm interested in Three Ways because I think he's a little bit small, and I'm going to be very interested to watch him jump round these fences, and let's see how he gets on. I'm open-minded about it. But I think they would be delighted if he jumped round and finished within 5 or 6 lengths of Captain Chaos. Now, Secrete Stream is a really interesting horse. Mm. He ran a race at Carlisle last time that was a really fast-run race. In fact, the Solstice Star runs today, Lingfield, and he set the pace, and he was quicker than Bellamy Depict on over the final circuit. Now, when you consider that horse and the winner waiting patiently are 150 plus, well, Secrete Stream was giving weight to the first four home that day off a mark of 1.34, and it was in effect on a par with 150 rated horses. So I think he's extremely well handicapped. They're stepping him up to 3 miles here, and there's no evidence whatsoever to suggest that he'll be suited by that.
Yeah.
He may be, he may not be. My hope is this, that he finishes far enough behind Captain Chaos not to affect his mark, and that they bring him back for the novice handicap chase that Old Grangewood won the day after Boxing Day at Wetherby over 2.5 miles. If I was Malcolm Jefferson, which I'm not, if I had anything to do with his horse, which I don't, that would be my plan. Get him jumping round Wetherby, have a look at him round Wetherby, see how he gets on, and then bring him back to 2.5 miles off a very favourable handicap mark.
Mm. Yeah, and try and keep him at well handicapped. Captain Chaos then, the selection in that race for the Skeltons.
Definitely.
Coming up at 12:55. We'll look ahead to another intriguing four-runner heat coming up at 2 o'clock. This is Handicap Chase over an extended mile and 7 furlongs. So we've got a shorter trip in question on this occasion. Again, just 4 runners line up. Again, it looks an interesting race to my eye. How do you sort out this quartet?
Well, if we start with Pano Chocolat, who went from the Dan Skelton Yard to Rebecca Menzies. Now, he won first time up for Rebecca at, I think it was first time up at Perth last springtime, and which was a really good achievement. You know, an interesting trainer switch there, Skelton to Menzies, and then you get a winner. That's fantastic for Rebecca. That's wonderful. But he definitely had more than his fair share of quirks with Dan Skelton. I remember him spitting the dummy out on New Year's Day at Musselburgh this year, in fact. Rebecca Menzies has yet to hit top form with her National Hunt horses. Mm. So I think it's a watching brief with him. With Never Up, I think he'll be better over further. And I think the interesting point with him is whether or not he'll be able to keep up with Gino Trail sufficiently to be in a challenging position over the final two fences. And I think that Gino Trail is going to be incredibly hard to peg back here. I think he's going to go clear, be given as much of a rest as possible. Last time out, without a doubt, they went far too aggressively on him in the Halden Gold Cup. He stopped to absolutely nothing. He wasn't the strongest of finishers last year on 3 occasions, but to be fair to him, he was beaten by 3 very good horses in Flying Angel, Bouvardaire and Zamdiman. I think he'll lead at the slowest pace he can lead at here. I think he just about stays the 2 miles on soft ground. This is 1 mile, 7 furlongs and 36 yards. You couldn't ask for more to be on the side of Gino Trail.
Okay, Gino Trail, the top one then, catching the eye in that Weatherby 2 o'clock race. The 2:30 as well, got a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs upcoming here. 14 going to post this time, a bigger field to go at, Andy.
Yeah, and just very briefly, and I mean it's a trickier race, but I'm going to be interested in seeing what price Mr. Snoozy comes up at to supplement his market raising victory. I think that he has I think he's £4 higher. I think he's got a really good chance of being thereabouts, and so I'm hoping he's going to be a bit of a price. In which case I might get involved. Mickey Hammond's got 2 runners in the race. Becky the Thatcher, who I think for a 4-year-old mare has got an awful lot of weight. Now, she was meant to run at Ayr on Monday, so she's only running here by default because Ayr was off. Only Orson Foolsies is a really interesting runner. Now, on the one hand, you can't afford to be getting too involved with a horse who's on a losing run of 22. But if he's put Hugo Thompson Brown on, claiming 10, this horse is running off 111. Over 2 miles, 3.5 furlongs. I think it's probably 2 furlongs too shy for him, but I do think he'll run on into 3rd, 4th, or 5th here. If the ground came up desperate, then he would be a player. When you look through his record, he's very rarely had his conditions, and he's had a lot of injury problems as well. But he's fit and he's in good form at home. He ran, I think it was 11 days ago, he ran over 2 miles, a distance clearly shy of his best, and he ran with promise. He's not a horse that you could hang your hat on with his winter run ratio. But I do think that if the ground came up, if it started pouring down at Weatherby and the ground came up very heavy, then he would actually be interesting over this trip. More likely, he'll run on into 3rd, 4th, or 5th and be of more interest on a small field hurdle race on heavy ground, maybe next time or the time after.
Okay. Excellent stuff. Thank you for your thoughts then, Andy. And an eye-catching podcast debut, I would say. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, it's been good. It's a new experience. Thank you.
Good stuff. Hopefully we'll speak again very soon. Thank you to everyone who's listened. Remember, you can tune into William Hill's Racing Radio on Wednesday, where we'll be covering all of the action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.